AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable. His post on social media came just hours before Vice President J.D. Vance was set to host Danish and Greenlandic officials for talks in Washington. Tuta Mikkelsen, a resident of Nuuk, Greenland's capital, pushed back against Trump's claims that Chinese and Russian forces are lurking off the island's coast.
I think he's just trying to scare us about saying that Russians and Chinese ships is around Greenland. It's probably not true. I don't believe it.
In his post on social media, Trump reiterated his argument that the U.S. needs Greenland for the purpose of national security. The White House has not ruled out taking the Arctic island by force. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports a former president could face contempt charges.
Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, say they will refuse to comply with a congressional subpoena for them to testify in an investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons are slamming a Republican-controlled committee's attempts for them to testify as legally invalid. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has questions for the Clintons.
Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times. While Bill Clinton was president. I've been in Congress 9 years. I think I've been to the White House 9 times in 9 years. Epstein was in the White House double the amount of time that I was under one president.
The Clintons told Comer he is on the cusp of a process literally designed to result in their imprisonment. Comer was asked if President Trump should testify.
He answers questions every day about Epstein.
Will you rule out?
Well, you can't bring in a current president.
Comer says he'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings next week against Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Global shares mostly rose today after Wall Street pulled back from its recent records. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King reports on Snoop Dogg's latest role as an NBA sportscaster.
Snoop Dogg's making a splash as an NBA analyst, joining Reggie Miller and Terry Gannon on Peacock January 5th as they called a Warriors-Clippers broadcast.
But I've done it, so now this is an opportunity for me to actually do it with those who do it all the time.
Snoop, a.k.a. Calvin Brodus Jr., says he studied legendary play-by-play announcers like the Lakers' Chick Hearn to prepare for the gig.
I love me some Chick Hearn. I love the way he controlled the game, where you didn't even have to, you know, see the game. You could just hear his voice and he could tell you exactly what was going on.
He's done his research.
Gannon and Miller were impressed.
Snoop elevates anything he's a part of. He did in Paris with the Olympics. He was a big part of that.
He's one of the best entertainers of our time.
The rapper turned actor and sportscaster says this isn't a cameo.
It's not about the business. It's about me loving what I do, and I'm going to inspire somebody to come behind me.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.